forever. Dog.
Hey, bitch. What is your whole deal? Hey, bitch. Just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love.
With Kat
and Pat.
Hey.
Hey, boys
and girls.
It's Katrin.
It's Patrin.
And we are here on
recording
our podcast.
An episode of a podcast called Seek Treatment. It's a podcast about boy sex, fucking dating, and love.
Louvre.
Not the Louvre.
Put us in the Louvre. And to the back.
In the Louvre.
But you know. Still the Louvre. But that's not the lyric.
Yeah,
that's not the word.
Yeah.
In the back. But hey, still the Louvre.
Yeah.
Act no, you know, not much. I'm not full. Fuck, that album's good. When she goes, I'm 19 and I'm on fire.
I know.
I'm like, I get that.
It's like Sam.
I'm 19 and I'm on fire.
Okay. You took the words out of my mouth, Lord.
Every morning I wake up and I was like, what's this feeling? Oh, yeah.
Ability.
Oh, that one's so
and
good.
And the other one is, I am my mother's daughter. You know what I mean?
I don't know that one.
Writer in the Dark.
Oh. How does that one go? Not the way you did it.
Yes, it was that my mother's something.
I know you mean a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, you guys, we have to bring our guests in.
We have to bring her.
Stop. Everyone's yelling at me through the mic from the future.
Okay. Put your ears open. For Millie Tamaz. Welcome
girl,
to heaven.
Girl, get in. Slide right up.
Yes. Okay, before we get started, can I do two shout outs?
What is this property?
To quote the 90s, well, I've never in my life.
Oh, really? Bold. Can I actually?
I have shout outs.
There's two kinds of guests. Guests that say, what can I bring? And guests that say, what can I take?
I was having dinner with a group of friends. I have dinner, holler.
Did their names happen to be Charlotte, Miranda, and Samantha?
Because you're looking
no
like Carrie this morning.
Oh, Carrie. Wow. You know what? I'll take it. I am wearing just tulle.
And you have the nice curls right now.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I got the email from your booker and I was putting, you know, immediately I have to put it in my calendar, like everything.
That's my girl.
That's me with Bujo.
I was putting in Seek Treatment and my friend's like, oh my God, I listen to Seek Treatment. And then she's like, I'm so excited.
Is your friend okay?
No, she's not.
She's going to be so mad at us because we just did a bad Just Us episode. She's going to be so mad at us.
No, she's going to be fine.
No, she's going to be so mad at us.
She's waiting for me to kind of make it so she can write her essay on the cut.
Oh.
But she's like, can you talk about me? And then I was like, what? And then she's like, just mention me. And
let's dive into her.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's her name?
Who was she and who does she want to be?
Okay, Michelle.
Hamada.
She's my best friend
from college. But the second.
Where'd you go?
No. We're going to. Don't try and like.
Give Michelle a moment.
Oh my God.
You're trying to Caroline Con, whatever.
Yeah. Michelle is Natalie.
Caroline Conrad.
You're Caroline Conrad.
But you know what?
Well, who is that?
Natalie.
Calloway.
I feel like that's someone I know.
Caroline Stanbury is my favorite Caroline. She's from Ladies of London.
No, Caroline Calloway is the fake.
Okay,
influencer.
You're trying to Caroline Michelle.
Natalie's a bitch, but anyway.
Yeah, I hate Natalie.
Natalie's
I'm just
like,
I never met Natalie, okay?
Women are amazing.
I'm not really knowing anyone.
And
you know,
on social, we post on social like, oh, our lives are so amazing. In reality, you guys, like when everything I post on social, like that isn't light. The life is the in between. The life is the waiting. The life is the journey. The life is learning.
So the only reason we should have guns is to shoot our screens.
No, what?
That is why I'm running for office.
What does that even mean?
It's like taking like kind of the gun control kind of piece and putting it into like the anti-screen
piece. You want to destroy iPhones with guns.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's actually what I want to do. Yeah.
Oh, cool. What party? Sort of what party are you in?
I'm a
libertarian.
I don't know. That sounds
pretty libertarian.
Totally.
Cool. That's where I learned in college, and I'm sort of like still like, okay. Okay.
A second shout out.
No. Millie, you're acting so crazy right off the bat. Like, we tell you don't know Michelle, and you're acting like we don't care about Michelle.
Because if you think about her listening, like listening to you being like, she doesn't exist. Like, you literally just said she doesn't exist.
No.
What are Michelle's numbers?
What do you mean?
Just what do you
how
think?
How old is she? Like, what are her stats? It's like,
how many boyfriends does she have?
Catherine, I'm whispering, why is she being difficult?
Hey, hot producer Emma, we have a really difficult guest and we
can
offer
her. Can you wrangle her? Can you wrangle her?
Wow, I
can
love
you go to the red hair woman?
This
from
is
Judy?
Like bullying, but
no.
No.
You're vilifying us.
Oh my God, stop it, Pat.
We are.
You call me a stupid bitch.
I would never say that.
That's a term of endearment.
Say that to you. I would never say that to you.
It's like
you must have misheard me.
Is a stupid bitch like the N word of the instigate?
Oh my God. No, Millie.
I mean, instigate. You think I'm an instigate? Thank you, sweetheart.
I know.
I feel like you do.
Marry me. No. You're not an instigate. You know what I say? Marry me.
No, you're not an instigate, but you can be if you want to.
Why? By working out?
No, you just got to take like nude pictures and then put like Rosa Parks quotes.
Oh my God.
Captions.
I know.
As your caption. And
I wish
like,
I had, you know what I'm going to say, everyone in America?
What?
I say it with me. Wish I had a big, meaty, bubble ass to post on Instagram.
No, you don't need them.
You have a perfect ass.
But I want it.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. And there's a difference between want and need. And that's something we don't always show on social.
And that's a lot of the lessons people learn when they go on Survivor afterwards, when Jeff Probst says, what did you learn? And they say, I learned that I don't need very much. I just want a lot of things.
There's nothing wrong with wanting. I want everything.
Yeah.
Now, Michelle, what is she all about?
Yeah. What's your favorite
color?
What a stupid question. I know. What a stupid question. That was like the main question of childhood. Like,
I know. That's literally, you meet someone in childhood, that's all you know about them. No wonder it's hard to make friends when you're young.
It's so arbitrary when you decide your favorite color. And it's like, you're literally kind of.
You're stuck with that for
you're
life.
You're stuck with it for life. There's something that feels really
I will never let
changing.
Go of blue.
And that's me with red.
That was me with yellow. But
wow. Wait, so, primaries.
Yeah,
yes.
But we're both kind of alt. Because the main
you guys
ones,
are definitely alt. Our blue is the main one.
Blue is the
blue
main
is the
one.
Blue is the main one.
99%
blue is the
children.
Warmest color. That's what they say
and
in
then
France.
There's, that's true.
Is that true?
No, that's a movie.
Haven't you seen it? Really hot sex
no,
scene.
I know it from a...
one of the hottest sex scenes.
SRG.
Yeah, but you know what? I heard that like the director...
what?
What are you
like
missing?
Pressured those girls like they didn't really want to and like
really
it was like really like harassment.
Okay, I think it's
when you
not
say
sexy.
G,
yeah.
When you say
I
G, you
bad.
Mean L. When you say G, you mean L.
Yeah,
lesbian.
I do.
Yeah,
that obviously is less exciting to me. And I say that as
I think
beautiful.
Now
ally.
That I know it, now
Emma,
I know their
me.
Pressure. It's like
yeah,
you,
it was something. Look it up because I think that there was like some like. They didn't want to do it or anything. I don't know.
I'll go, were the girls pressured? Google search.
Were the girls pressured?
My favorite yes. girl-on-girl cinema scene is the double-sided dildo from Requiem for
oh,
a Dream.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Ass to ass.
Ass to ass. Ass to ass.
People were like talking up disobedience, like it was gonna be the hottest thing,
uh-huh.
And then like they say, "Oh my God, the spit!"
Wait, I never heard of that.
Disobedience I watched that on
with,
a plane.
Rachel
McAdams,
Weiss
and Rachel McAdams, two
and
of the
like,
hottest
Orthodox
McAdams.
Jews in London, which yeah. I didn't even you know.
I know.
That was a thing for me to learn.
There's Jews in London.
There's Orthodox like community, like
totally.
And yeah, and then they had like a sex scene. And she spit in her mouth and it was just not.
Yeah, I don't do it for spit.
I thought it was like they're in the moment and like, but it was like literally she's like cradling her head and she looks down and spits in her mouth.
I don't
and I'm like,
that.
This
yeah.
is not hot. And like everyone's like, oh my God, this is the hottest thing. It was so great. Ugh.
To me, it has the spit in the mouth thing. It has to be the kind of sex where it's like everything's already so wet that it's
yeah.
like, it's like. And you're already kissing in a way that's like so tummy
sloppy,
that it's like,
yeah.
go ahead, spit my mouth. To spit in my mouth without that, I'm just like, get away from me.
Yeah.
You have to earn. Boys and boy. Girls, you never
and
know.
You never know on New Year's Eve.
On New Year's Eve, 45 minutes. You have to earn the right to spit in my mouth. Now, so
for me,
Michelle works as a paralegal.
No.
If you will.
Hey, Millie, if you're not going to tell us, we're going to make it up. We're writers. We're storytellers.
She's an architectress. No. A female architect, of course.
Do you want me to tell you what
yes,
she works in the Tribeca Film Institute.
It's like this didn't have
okay,
to be
okay, so Michelle, put us in a movie.
Yeah, like for once. Or study, yeah.
I know, you're making
it's
it.
Like, Millie, this didn't have to be this long drawn out process. Like, we could be so dumb with this by now. This is what I used to say. And by the way, this is what I used to say to the kids I nanny. Okay? So that's so at your age.
But I really want to tell you about my next
show. Okay,
shout
you know
okay,
what?
Okay.
We're going to let this slide.
Yeah.
Okay. I went on a date.
Oh, okay.
Earlier
this
year.
Now we're in the meat and potatoes of Seek Treatment, episode 900.
And the guy listens to seek treatment.
Melly, what? I have to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
He's gay.
That wasn't a date. That was a queer eye. This is a session.
You were being queer eyed, and that was Jonathan Van Ness.
That was like,
actually, yeah.
Okay, wait, go on.
No, he was like, yeah, I listen to Seek Treatment. I'm like, oh, I know them. And he was like, eh, whatever. And I'm like, no, like, Pat literally calls me a stupid
you
bitch.
You need to
every
stop
time.
Saying that because that's never happened. My word against yours, sweetheart.
Ooh, white men yelling over a woman of color oppression.
Oh, my God.
Pat, I'm going to side with Millie on this one.
Yeah, wow.
How convenient.
Cancel culture has gone too
cancel
far.
Culture.
It's gone too far.
But yeah, he's like, I listen to Seek Treatment. And I was like, oh, I know them, like, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, yeah, I listen to all their episodes. I'm obsessed. Didn't text me back.
No.
Are you serious? Well, he's going to kind of rue the day.
So let's unpack this. How'd you meet this person?
Hinge, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
Hinge. And he lives in Greenpoint. I live in Williamsburg.
And he was a paralegal?
He was a paralegal.
I think he was a graphic designer.
Okay. We have our...
Millie, was he wearing all black with glasses and white sneakers?
Did he think he was an artist?
He did have like a drawing Instagram with like doodles.
No, I love when they have that pad that they can draw on.
I love that too.
The electronic, but draw.
Okay, hold my hand. I love that too.
I want that for... Watch me say this. I want that for Christmas.
Oh, imagine wanting something for Christmas. How pure.
How pure. How pure simple. It must be. And simple it must be.
So you guys went on a date. Where'd you go?
To want something for Christmas rather than just want something in general.
We went to Huckleberry Bar. This was literally 8 months ago.
That's perfect.
Where's
for
this. Good to eat yeah. around Williamsburg?
Lots of places. There's Le Barricou, great French food.
No.
Oh,
no.
I love that place.
I mean like casual.
Caracas, like Venezuelan Arepa
Bar.
Oh,
that sounds good.
It's really good. That's like pretty cool. I went on a date there with a different guy. You heard
I am like okay she's getting it
she's out there.
The guy did not the guy was like his hobby because he was a physician and or a PA you know like physician there's assistant. A physician's assistant
so, that's, right.
That's look at me that's what my friend from college is it's an amazing job.
It's not like
congratulations,
doctor.
Sweetie.
No.
Confetti starts pouring down.
I know.
If you went on a date with someone who has the same job as one of my friends from college, confetti pours down in balloons.
He was.
He got slime. Sorry, I'm sorry.
His hobby was Yelp. He would like
that's
be
terrible.
Like an elite Yelper.
That's really
he would
sad.
Go to like the networking things, like just review places. And my dog never tipped. Never tipped. And we would go
no
to different
way.
Places. And I was like really fucking poor. And I would go out with this guy and be like.
And he was a doctor.
Yeah. And he's a doctor. He would not. Like the bill we got like an appetizer, a cocktail each and dinner. And it came out to like $42-43. That place is really.
I was like, that's affordable.
Yeah, it's really affordable.
But are we
so I'm like, yeah. Oh, yeah, top it off with 50. And like he just left like a $2.
No.
Are you serious?
Tip. And I was like,
no, let's roast that.
That
guy.
Was gross.
That
but
sucks.
I did. That was like my first huge orgasm that night.
Wait.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I know.
Wait. To go back to the guy you went out with listening to the podcast.
Yes.
What happened with y'all? You went to what's Huckleberry Bar?
Huckleberry Bar is like a really cute like cocktail bar that like. You know, they put like muddled fruit and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
and,
there's
like,
smoke. There's like
there's
whatever.
Like
truffle
pestle,
oil, pestle, mortal shit, and like
mortal and pestle.
Mortal.
How do you say
mortal
that?
And
Rick
pesto.
And mortal.
It's actually pesto
Rick and
mortal.
There's Rick and mortal.
Rick and mortal.
Rick and mortal.
Rick and mortal.
You know, like fucking different infused gins and shit.
Mixologists.
Yeah, definitely, and
best.
Like lots of like marble and like candlelight. It's really great. And we
were, I just was thinking, oh my God, that sounds like hell.
No, it's cool for like a low key date. I think people try to go there and dance, and I don't really like they have good DJs, but no one dances there. But
that's sad to me.
Yeah. Love Yanni.
Wait, you know what
no,
I have to ask?
Melly, look at me. I got 3 hours of sleep. I need to be front facing while being polite to guests. I need to be front facing.
Pat's not feeling well, but I am, and I'm here, and I'm with you,
and I'm with
and
you
I
too. Oh my God! And also, if you read for 1 second, Malcolm Gladwell's
here we
blank,
go.
Maybe one of Malcolm Gladwell's pieces. He says that yawning actually isn't about being tired; it just means you thought about yawning. And once you, and he even says in the book, even now that you've read the word yawning, you will probably yawn in the next minute, and then you actually do yawn, and that's why yawns are quote contagious.
I'm gonna yawn.
Yeah.
Should we all just yawn together like in a yoga class?
But that's why I had nothing to do.
But I want to ask you something. Mm-hmm. Where in this town, and mm-hmm. this is to you, this is to listeners, not really to you because I don't know if you'd know. Okay. To you, it's to you and the listeners.
I hope I know. And it's
where,
like...
where in town do people actually dance?
I feel like I used to go to this place in the Lower East Side called No Malice Palace. So
that's fun.
Yeah. So I like the bar lounge. You know, because I'm from Miami, mm-hmm. and in Miami, the clubs are 18 and over for girls and 21 and over for guys, which is now I look back, it's gross.
That's so crazy.
It's so gross, but so Miami, you know, we would go like as soon as you turn 18, yeah. like dressed up to the nines, heels. And, you know, so I did that so much when I was growing up in Miami. Yeah. When I'd go home for Christmas, because I went to college in Southern California. And so when I would go home, we'd fucking like go all out and stuff. So then by the time I came to New York, I was kind of over. Like, I've never been to meatpacking. I've never go to clubs in New York. I always go to like bar lounges, you know?
Really?
Yeah, but I don't mean clubs. I don't like clubs either. Yeah, I just mean like exactly. a bar where people are like, you can get it. But people are like, there's a place to dance if you want to dance.
Yeah, well, there's Breakers. Breakers is always.
Where's that?
It used to be Battery Harris.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's people lots dance of gay there?
People
spaces.
A lot of people do. Yeah, and gay to spaces dance. Too.
Yeah, but I know, Pat. I'm like, where do we
get it?
I think get
Kinfolk. Yeah, Kinfolk cool. I feel like I used to go to Freehold a lot.
Yeah.
But it just went to the bros. It's just so bro.
Yeah, I used to do work there on my laptop.
Me too, yeah.
That's a good spot.
Hashtag.
Speaking about being in like one of those spaces and like finding dick, I won some after an improv show. Do you ever do shows at Players Theater?
I have, yes.
It was a big spot. Maybe a second before show? Your time. Oh I don't God. Think so. I did. I mean, in like 2012, every show was like Players Theater vibes. And then you would walk to this famous straight bar.
McDougal, right?
McDougal.
Yeah.
Amity Hall you would go to.
Yes.
And I was dancing, everyone's straight. I'm dancing, so drunk, dancing.
Did a girl try and get it?
No, literally the straightest space, this gorgeous looking... man, mm-hmm. We like end up like making out. It's like so hot. We're making out. We like end up like hooking up kind of regularly. Famously, wow. He's a person who we got like kicked out of the bar for being gay. Honestly, like and then
he's the person who what? He's the person.
He's the person who one time I went over his house
through like, the first brick at Stonewall
because we were like he's supposed to be through the first. It was actually in 19. Okay, I'm revealing that I have no idea when Stonewall happened.
Wow. 69, it was a 50-year anniversary, Pat.
Whatever.
Oh, my God.
I had someone come to me whenever that was and say, excuse me, where's the gay statue?
From Stonewall.
And I said,
one
I
time,
know.
Apropos of nothing, my Uber driver turned around and told me he, quote, heard about Stonewall. And I was like, cool.
Can I tell you, I did a show a few months ago at Stonewall. There was a black woman there in the crowd. I did a fucking set about Whitney Houston. And there's a black woman. And like, you know, you like make stories up for the audience member. You're like, oh, because she was there and she looked really cute, but she was with the older white man. And I was like, I assume that she was trans. And she was just, and then the older, and that was her like daddy. And then the old white guy like left and she was there by herself and she was enjoying it, you know. And she's like, hair was nice, you know, weave was nice, you know what I mean? And she comes up to me after my set. And she comes up to everybody and it's like, you know, we're doing like 80s divas thing. And then there was like a Liza Minnelli drag person. And then she comes up to me. She's like, oh, my God, you're so great. Can I follow you on Instagram? And I'm like, sure. And then she told me she was born in Brooklyn and grew up in East Orange. And now she lives in East Orange, which is like Brooklyn. Like she grew up in Bed-Stuy, like black area. And East Orange was just black area of Jersey. She went on her page. MAGA, super MAGA, Stacey Dash pictures, Candace Owens, like she is part of the Blexit, like black Republican, this bitch, and she still follows me. Like it was so shocking because I was like, why was she at Stonewall? Right.
That's so crazy.
That is psycho.
I was telling this guy that I was talking to, and he's like, well, that was why she was alone.
Yeah,
yeah, for real.
But that was really
Trump
shocking.
People think that like Trump people think that because they don't necessarily like hate gays that they're like that gays are fine with them. But it's like no, gays actually hate you, Trump people.
Yeah, well, it depends on the gay if we're being honest here. But that's not, you know,
that's true.
But,
there are some Trumpy gays.
There's a lot of Trumpy gays. But the reason why I say like because usually or some I expect that when it's like a black person who's a Republican, it's like, oh, they're like the only black, they grew up, they're the only black kid right, in right, that. Right. And like, you can tell their hair's a little, because they don't know anybody that'll do that. Like, oh, their hair's a little fucked up. You don't even feel bad. But I'm like, no, this bitch, like, she grew up in, but like, and
she
then
has
I'm like,
amazing hair.
Yeah, she has amazing hair. She has somebody. Her family hates her. Like,
wow.
I'm 100% sure her family is like, what the fuck is wrong
that's
with
this? But I know what you mean when you like see an audience member and you like decide their whole story.
Yeah, and then you see, then you're on their Instagram and you're like, what?
I can't stop doing that with like when I go to urgent care places. Like, some again, everyone.
How often do you go?
Oh, all the time.
It's my main like medical facility. I always say it's my chosen family. But you know,
I'll tell you, we've
been going to urgent care for, I mean, every day for years.
I have amazing advice for talent scouts, agents, representatives in the film modeling and entertainment industry. If you're looking for clients, you need to go and look at urgent care. The people working at those spaces are gorgeous, stunning, beautiful.
I don't know if I agree.
In my experience, I've never...
Absolutely not.
Male and female, I've walked in. And
male, female alike.
Which ones?
Anyways, one time I went to urgent care.
Which
are
is
you
your go-to?
The ones in Greenpoint? Because I go to one in Williamsburg.
I spent a lot of time there.
The seventh, like the one was across there was from Crossroads Training.
Next to the Fuck Me Starbucks.
Why is it the fuck me Starbucks?
Don't you think it looks like it wants to fuck you? It like it's like we're serving wine. It's like stop, you're Starbucks.
Oh, is it serving wine?
It is serving wine.
Yeah, the one
they made the choice.
Yeah, yeah.
I recently made the choice to start getting those sous vide eggs.
I love those.
Those are good. Those are good.
I ate those on a plane.
I had to go there and just be like, I need to see a doctor, and they're like, why? And like in the lobby, I had to be like, I have a UTI.
Yeah, that was me.
It was so that's embarrassing.
Fat. I've walked in there and be like, I have a bump on my crotch.
I've walked in and be like, my throat hurts. I have a long, beautiful history with throat gonorrhea, and I need to get absolutely shotted up.
Jesus
Wait, so anyways, one time I was actually out on Long Island.
She just looked at you in a way that.
Really?
My friend is gay.
And the gay community's biggest health crisis is
throat gonorrhea. Okay.
The
biggest, okay.
The absolute biggest. And I went to this urgent care once on Long Island, actually, and this woman was helping me, and she was stunningly gorgeous.
Find out later? Shouldn't even work, though. It was Miss America.
I was actually on a shoot for an urgent care commercial. And she had an engagement ring on, big rock. And I started to think, like, who is this woman? Like, why is she in this urgent care? Not to say anything about it. I was just like, what's your story? Like, I don't understand fully, like, when you're a doctor.
She was a doctor at the urgent care or, like, a front desk person?
She was a doctor at the urgent care. Oh. Beautiful hair and a ponytail. And slender. Not that everything is beautiful, but she was slender. And she was beautiful. And she, I remember thinking about her for a long time, and I was like, I don't know how it works with urgent care. Like, is it? I remember being like, I bet what happened was she's a doctor at a hospital, and she was kind of ambitious, but she met this guy. Like, maybe he's a doctor too, or maybe he's in finance or something. And essentially, they want to start a family, you know. And she was like, boy, I don't want to give up my career, but I can't work these crazy hours and raise a kid. So she's like, maybe for flexibility's sake, I'll just pick up some shifts at urgent care.
Yeah.
And she's kind of all ready for her wedding and stuff. Like, she just did engagement pictures, and that's why she looks so particularly stunning.
Yeah, I feel like...
Not much we can say.
Go to her Insta. She's a Nazi. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, the urgent care lady is listening.
So wait.
Millie, I need to unpack something.
Okay.
Before we get into the meat of it, you mentioned... First of all, to the guy who didn't text you back, did you hook up with him?
No. So
did he
know
give
what?
You an org?
Huh?
No, this is different guy.
No tipper gave you org.
Yeah.
Okay, so shout out to that guy. Why didn't you text like my friend? You need to grow up. You really missed an opportunity.
You know what? For me, it's like, if you go on one date and like, I always say like, hey, thanks for a good time. And then we should hang out again. And then like, if they don't, you know, then that's it. Like, you know, it's like kind of, you got to charge it to the game. But if we do hook up and you don't text me back, I'm going to prank you.
Well, here we are. Because yeah. Let's talk about, you said something about the biggest or best orgasm of your life.
At the like the that was like the first.
We need to hear about this.
The first orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
No tip doctor is the one who gave you your first orgasm.
Like in a major way. Yeah. Actually, I will say yes.
Your first by your first with someone else or your first in general?
No, probably like, you know, without a toy, I don't come. Like I'll come. But
yeah, but
like,
with a toy counts.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, but like, if I'm not using a toy and I'm like just masturbating, I won't come as hard.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So then, yeah. And I don't think I started. He was the third person I've ever been with. And like the second guy was like kind of a one night stand. And then the first guy we were, and I was 23 when I lost my virginity.
Let's get into that.
Yeah. Oh, geez. So yeah, I had like, it was, yeah, 23, almost 24, honestly. And I honestly, almost 24.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. Well, it's just like people make stories about you in their head. So when they would find out that I'm like a virgin, you know, when I was, you know, a young adult, they'd be like, what the fuck? And then also, you know, people are also racist. So, so like, I remember I was a receptionist at this like big corporate whatever. And it would be like Mother's Day. And they're like, oh, so what are you doing with your kids? And I'm like, I'm fully virgin.
Oh, my God.
That is so crazy.
Yeah. But, you know, people don't, you know, like people have all these assumptions about you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the first guy I was. Yeah, it was OkCupid, and I had just moved into, like, I was living with, so I moved to New York. It's like such a long
time. No, we have all the time in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
You're in Miami.
So I'm in Miami.
You're at the club. You're 18 years old. You're dressed to the nines.
I went to a Young Money. Do you know Young Money?
No.
Young Money is the group that Nicki Minaj, Drake, Lil Wayne, you know, I Can Make Your Bed Rock.
I know that.
Like that whole thing, that's Young Money.
I went to
a Young Money party when I was like 20,
okay,
21.
Amazing.
And I was like, I'm going to lose my virginity to Drake. Like this is when he first came out.
You're manifesting. I love that. You're gonna look at me. You're gonna have sex with Drake, and if you haven't already, you're gonna have sex with him.
Thank you. Thank you. So I went to the Young Money party dressed to the nines at this club called Nocturnal, in downtown Miami. And everybody from Young Money was there except for Nicki Minaj, Lil Wayne, and Drake. So it was like Tyga. Mm-hmm. It was like all these like random lame ass rap like.
Okay, Tyga listens, so be careful.
Yeah,
can we edit that out? Because Tyga's
like,
my best friend.
It's like if you go to an NSYNC party and JC Chazé and Justin Timberlake. So you're like there with like Joey Fatone,
yeah.
Chris Kirkpatrick, not even Lance Bass. Like it's just
really
Joey Fatone.
You really know all the names.
Yeah.
So
congratulations.
So, thank you. So it's like okay. But anyway, so I do AmeriCorps in Patterson, New Jersey.
Wait, can I just ask? So you grew up in Miami,
mm-hmm.
and then you did AmeriCorps in Jersey.
Yeah, so I grew up in Miami. I went to college in Southern California.
Okay, that's a huge part of your lifestyle now. Even that can affect your lifestyle for years. Live in Southern California.
I really did not like it.
Really?
Like I grew up. I mean, I went to school in Orange County, and Orange County sucks.
Oh, we did talk about this.
Yeah.
I, of course, brought up the ladies.
Oh, see. Yeah. So, yeah.
We call them the ladies.
My college was literally like Laguna Beach. Like,
That's
where my college was.
That sounds like hell.
Back.
Yeah, it's hell. Like,
back to the beginning.
Yeah, exactly.
Back to when the earth, the sun, the stars, and all aligned and perfect. Didn't seem so perfect. Trying to fit a square into a circle
was my life.
Okay, so that so wasn't your experience. That song wasn't your experience,
No,
actually.
Definitely not.
Well, you're trying to fit a square into a circle.
Yeah, for sure. I'm a
lit queen.
Yeah, for sure.
Why did you go there, I wonder?
So I grew up Buddhist.
No.
Oh my. Okay. Millie, okay. No, this is now officially.
Okay. Who are you?
When someone drops a group Buddhist, that's when we have to legally transition into that segment.
Wait. Are you at? Who was I?
So yeah. So this is all kind of. We're getting a picture of Millie growing up. You're a Buddhist in Miami.
Yeah, I know. But my parents were Buddhist. Like I grew up Buddhist. Like,
yeah.
My parents.
What was that like? Tell us everything.
So yeah, I mean, if you've seen like Tina Turner, like What's Love Got to Do with It, like that, her biopic, which is really good with Angela Bassett, you should watch it. But it's the same Buddhism that Tina Turner practices.
That's huge.
For some reason, a lot of like Black people and Latino people practice this, like, that sect of Buddhism. Herbie Hancock, Orlando Bloom, and Katy Perry practice. Like, so
what's it called?
Nichiren Daishonin's Buddhism. It's like SGI.
Do you do the chanting?
Yes, yes, yes.
I know about the chanting. Did you like connect with it when you were little?
I did, you know, and it was hard growing up. Like, I think now, like, in young adulthood, when I tell people about Buddhism, like, oh yeah, it's like mostly about karma and that, you know, you're not, there's no like God that's doing everything. It's kind of like, you know, your present is a manifestation of your past and your future is a manifestation of your present. And like, kind of, I think people view karma as this like negative thing of like what goes, but it's also like, it's very empowering because it's like, oh, if what goes around comes around, then if I'm a good person, good things will happen to me.
Yeah, but what if you're in a bad spot? Like, what if your mom gets sick and you're like, but I thought I was good?
Yeah, so that's like the tough thing. And that's like the thing where it's like, Buddhism is a tool for me to like, use and be empowered. But yeah, a lot of my life and like adulthood has been reconciling with the fact that it's not black and white, you know.
Do you feel Buddhist now?
Yes.
New segment, do you feel Buddhist now?
Do I feel Buddhist now? Yeah, I think so. And I feel like it does help me. But there is some things that it's like, oh, it's not completely black or white. And I think more than like good things, bad things happening to you, it's like they have this thing where it's like turning poison into medicine. And it's like turning a negative situation into a positive one. So I feel like that is more than like, oh, a bad thing happened to me. Like, it's because I was bad, you know?
Right.
It's more like, this bad thing happened. Like, what can be the good that I can manifest out of this? Like, how can I create value from this?
So some of it's helpful to you. Yeah. What does Buddhism's deal with sex?
I feel like it's not really...
touched upon?
Yeah, it's not really like... it's more philosophical. So yeah. Okay, I feel like people. So I feel like people imprint their own things on it. Like, oh, well, when you sleep with someone, you're consuming their karma. Like, but that's just people talking. But I there's no really like you can't have, you know,
right.
You can't do this or you can't do that. So I think the number one thing is like, don't kill anybody and like
that's
respect the dignity of life and like that everyone's equal.
Yeah,
more than like don't eat meat or don't, that's not kind of what
so
we do.
Can I ask, mm-hmm. growing up Buddhist, first of all, what were the rules, and two, was there some kind of like service you went to on and on a weekly basis or whatever?
Yeah, so like just the fundamentals of practice, it was you know, you meditate in the morning and the evening. And then like rules are kind of, I think the biggest rule, we have like a scroll and art and an altar, and like you should probably not take pictures of that. That's like the big like hard rule. But in terms of like, you know, and then yeah, like it's a nonviolent thing, so they don't love violence, you know. But there's not really like a don't do this, don't do that kind of thing. It's more of like respecting the sanctity of life and like, you know. Yeah, like that everyone's equal and stuff. And even the organization has like grown a lot, you know, and like there's like a LGBTQIA like group within our, you know, and like we, you know, it's through India and it comes from Japan. So there's a lot of like, there's the young men, young women, men's division, women's division, and like teens or in like kids. But like even that, like young men, young women, because in their eyes, they see, you know, in Japan, it's very like antiquated with gender roles and stuff. So like in their eyes, they're like, oh, well, women will want to practice with other women and like, you know, and men will want to. But like as society has been changing into, you know, accepting that there's more than two genders, like I think the organization is growing.
That's too cool.
Yeah.
So do you meditate every morning and night?
Yeah, I do definitely every morning. The nights are hard for me.
I know, that's my experience as well.
How long do you do in the morning?
You know, today, this morning, I did like 15 minutes.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, this is fascinating to me. and we have more questions, but we'll continue this after the break.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.